I had always cherished shops like Pete Russell's Gallery Bookshop on D'Arblay Street, Soho, where one could pick up both Ezra Pound's weird pamphlets on economics and a copy of The Naked Lunch by William Burroughs. In those days, the latter was an under-the-counter item, since British customs confiscated all Olympia Press books as a matter of routine. Amongst the works that emerged from these diverse, prolific years were two operas, very different in style, which premiered to eager audiences in the late 20s. From the pen of Erich Wolfgang Korngold, protégé of Bruno Walter, who impressed Mahler and was much admired by Puccini and Richard Strauss, came the thrilling masterpiece Das Wunder der Helene. This lush, romantic score, laden with fantasy, painfully emotional and darkly erotic, stood in blatant contrast to Ernst Krenek's daring and original opera, Johnny spielt auf.